Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a 30% federal investment tax credit for solar electric, capped at $2,000 for homes, expires at the end of 2008. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Here on the radio, you can't see David Roach, so I'll let him describe himself.
I have a vascular tumor on the left side of my face that from various angles can look very grotesque. My veins gone wild. I also had radiation therapy. I also had many surgeries. So I was born with this face. I'm also very cute at the same time, but I have to work harder at that.
That sly sense of humor is often the second thing people notice about David, and it's a big part of why he has become a successful and sought-after solo performer and motivational speaker. It's a role that was first shaped, he recalls, around his family dinner table.
My dad would say, "Kevin, stand up. Now give us a 2-minute speech on what it's like to live inside a ping-pong ball." And my brother would have to give a speech like that. And, of course, he'd try to be funny, and we'd all just love it. So that's where I got my early training as a performer.
But it was a circuitous path from that Illinois childhood to his present-day persona, one that included a philosophy degree, seminary study, even, he admits, a drinking problem. But all that was behind him, Roach says, when he began to study comedy and performing with Lee Glickman about 15 years ago.
His theory was, don't tell jokes. Just tell the truth about your life. That's what's funny. And I found my style immediately, and I had my first gig in a couple months, and I got $25, and I thought I was the king of the world.
Before long, David had written and launched his first one-man show, which debuted in San Francisco in 1996. He called it the Church of 80% Sincerity.
It's an imaginary church that is a gathering place for the flawed, a place for recovering perfectionists. We start out from the fact that 80% sincerity is as good as it's ever going to get. And the same with 80% kindness, 80% compassion. You just can't get to 100%.
Some of the material from that show has been revised and was published in book form earlier this year under the same title. A half-time Mill Valley resident, Roach maintains an active performing schedule that has taken him to theaters across the country and internationally, to the White House and the Sydney Opera House during the 2000 Olympics. And when he appears at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. next month, David will open the show, as he usually does.
I walk out on stage, I say, "I'm a little nervous, folks. I need help." When I count to three, I want everybody to say, "What happened to your face?"
They do. He explains, and the rapport is established. Roach says that he has now, at 64 years old, made peace with his appearance, and beyond that, he has come to accept and embrace that his own journey to self-acceptance can be a source of inspiration for others.
I didn't like being inspiring. It was kind of uncomfortable being a symbolic persona. But then I realized, hey, I need inspiration too, and here I am. I'm disfigured. I have gifts of creativity. Good writer, performer, charm, stage presence, sense of humor, and I'm inspiring. So I might as well work with what I got.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.